Today's devotion is entitled Ministry Prayers by Pastor Josh Shoon, Word of Life, Naperville. 2 Thessalonians 3 says, "Finally, brothers, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Pray for the ministry that has been done and that will be done. It is unknowable this side of heaven, all the works that have been done for the sake of Christ and the gospel. Only the Lord knows what is yet to be done, as his will is accomplished before all and in the heart of man." As St. Paul closes this section of his writings to the Thessalonians, he asks what we should all ask of those who have put their trust in Christ. Pray for mighty things to happen as they reflect the good things of God. Are you praying for the work to be done? Are you praying for those who bring those mighty deeds to light? Are you praying that the gospel would liberate those who pursue wickedness into a place of peace? Are you praying for faith to remind the world of God's faithfulness? St. Paul knows the power of prayer, that when we pray, not only are we asking God to intervene and bring his power into our work, but prayer also keeps us aware of what we need to be doing as well. Have you considered that the continual act of prayer keeps God's ways fresh in us? When you hear someone else pray, are you reminded of God's role in your life, or perhaps how you've been caught in sin and in need of God's care over your soul? Knowing that someone was praying for them helped the early church know that their work was not in vain. If people were praying, they were praying through and by the power of Christ for the sake of the kingdom. Those prayers were the faithfulness of man's toil attached to God's word. That was and is the ministry that needs to continue until wickedness ends, until violence is no longer considered, until the suffering from evil is removed. Pray. Pray much and pray well. Amen.